Chapter 1. I'm not sure if this is true, but it happened to me. One of my old musician pals, Bob Cheevers, once said, "I'm not sure if this is true, but it happened to me." That statement has stayed with me for over 20 years, just waiting to be used, and is the perfect start for this book, my book, on the lessons from the year of fishing, which turn out to be a whole lot more than throwing a piece of line with bread tied to it into a stream. I discovered fishing is a metaphor for life. You see, fishermen are notorious storytellers, much of which is pure hyperbole with some actual facts interjected to make it believable. It's not the truth that makes a story interesting. It's what they remember about it and how they deliver it. Fishermen tell stories colored with their personality, view of life, and specifically what they value about fishing, the fight, the finesse, the solitude, the camaraderie. Your audience, if other fishermen, already understand the variables involved in catching, missing, and telling the tales about it. They enjoy raising eyebrows as you estimate the size of the monster that got away, and get that it's hard to bring Moby Dick on 2-pound ultralight line through the raging current, especially when you're chest deep in a river rising from the blinding rain. But they also get that when you're done telling it, they have a story that will compete with yours, and you'll stand there and listen. So I'm going to tell you a story about the year of learning, about fishing, people, and me, keeping time by the river. The book's year started on the 28th of May, 2021, but other events, in fact my life, led up to then. To begin, I had spent the past 2 years, 2019 and 2020, totally renovating two properties I owned, doing most of the physical work myself, preparing one to sell and the other to rent, with an eye towards retirement. My approaching 62nd birthday, my disenchantment with radio promotion, plus the COVID-19 pandemic aligned to accelerate my retirement decision.